大家新年快乐。
Yeah, I like Chinese culture because I get to celebrate New Year's twice.
我喜欢中国的文化，因为我能够庆祝新年两次。
That last song is very meaningful to me.
我们刚刚唱的最后一首歌对我来说十分有意义。
Because it really talks about how important it is to let God humble us and break us.
他讲到怎么样让上帝来使我们谦卑啊，使我们破碎。
We really don't live until we first die to self.
我们如果不先向自己死了，就没有办法真正的生活。
There we go. That better? All right.And I remember the very first sermon I heard when we went to Taiwan.
我记得我们去台湾的时候，我第一次听到的一篇讲道。
We ended up being there 3 years.
然后我们在台湾留了三年。
But the very first time, I didn't understand a word of Chinese.
那个时候我不懂一句中文。
And I remember Annie was translating.
然后我替她翻译。
And asked at one point, I asked, "What did he say?"
然后有一个时间，他问我说，他到底在讲什么？
He was quoting that verse.
那个讲员呢，也就是引用那个犁犁麦子的那约翰福音十二章的经文。
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it'll abide by itself.
好，一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，仍旧是自己。
You know, no matter how many friends you have,
不管你有多少朋友
，if you haven't died to yourself, life is very lonely.
假如你没有向自己死的话呢，你的人生还是相当孤独的。
And then after he quoted that verse,
那当那个讲员引用了一节经文之后
he said something that I'll never forget.
他讲了一句我永远忘不了的话
He said, "Where is your little piece of ground?"
他说哪里是你的那一片小小的土地
Where God wants you to fall into and die.
是上帝要你跌下去然后在那里死的
Yeah, and I was learned over the next 3 years that Taiwan was my little piece of ground for 3 years.
之后我就学到，在台湾的三年，那就是我那块土地，我要想在里面死。
That was a tough 3 years.
那三年相当的困难。
And God was crucifying self during.
上帝在那个三年里面把我给钉死。
Okay, but that's part of being able to experience the glory of God.
那经历上帝的荣耀呢？这就是其中的一部分。
There's no room for God in the person that's filled with himself.
当一个人里面充满了自己的时候呢，就没有空间给上帝。
Today we're going to start a series.
今天我们要开始一个系列的讲道。
About knowing and experiencing the glory of God.
就是怎么去认识并且经历上帝的荣耀。
Now God has chosen to reveal certain things about Himself to us.
那上帝选择将他有关于自己的一些事情启示给我们。
And these we call His attributes.
那这些呢，我们就叫做他的属性。
And they're revealed to us 3 ways.
那这上帝的属性借着三种方式向我们启示。
First, God reveals Himself to us through His Word.
首先，他借着他自己的话语向我们启示。
And that's why you have to have a relationship with God's Word.
这就是为什么我们要跟上帝的话语有关系。
You can't just pick it up on Sunday.
我们不能只是礼拜天把圣经拿起来。
We have to have a relationship with the Word of God.
我们必须与神的话语有关系。
Something you feed on every day.
是每天可以去吃的东西。
Because through it, God reveals Himself to us.
因为借着常常是神的话，上帝就将他启示给我们。
God also reveals Himself to us through His revelation in Jesus Christ.
上帝也借着他在主耶稣基督里面的启示，将他自己启示给我们。
You want to know the one true God?
假如你要认识这独一的真神
，You have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
那你也必须与耶稣基督有一个关系。
We're going to learn something of that today.
那今天我们就要学一些这方面的事情。
And the third thing is the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
那第三个上帝启示我们的方式就是借着圣灵的工作。
If you're going to have a relationship with God,
假如你要跟上帝建立关系
you have to have the Holy Spirit living in you.
你必须有圣灵住在你的里面。
Because as we learned, it's the Holy Spirit that takes the things of God and makes them our experience.
因为我们学到是圣灵从上帝里面学到的东西，他把它变成我们的经历。
So you see, God reveals Himself to us.
所以上帝向我们启示他自己。
So we can have a relationship with Him.
让我们与他有关系。
Through His Word.
借着他的话语。
Through Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督。
And through the gift of the Holy Spirit, when you believe in Jesus.
也借着当我们相信耶稣的时候，把圣灵赐给我们。
Okay.Now we're going to look at one of the great events in the Bible.
现在我们要看圣经里一个非常重大的一次事件。
It's when Moses prayed to the Lord Show me your glory.
就是摩西向主祷告说：“主啊，求你向我显示你的荣耀。”
Okay. And one of the great events is you're studying Exodus now in Sunday school.
我们中文主日学现在在上出埃及记。
And you're going to get to this place pretty soon.
我们很快会看到这一段经文。
And we'll see that God reveals His glory to Moses in answer to repentance and prayer.
那上帝按照摩西的悔改跟祷告，将他自己启示给摩西。
So over the past couple of months,
在过去两个月里面
right, we preached on repentance.
我们讲到悔改的道理。
We preached on genuine salvation.
我们也讲到一个真实的救恩。
So you could have a relationship with Jesus.
好让你与耶稣有建立关系。
We preached on the difference between the baptism and the filling with the Holy Spirit.
我们也讲到圣灵的洗跟圣灵的浸之间的差，圣灵的浸与圣灵充满之间的差别。
So you could have a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
好让你与圣灵建立一个关系。
And this is all leading up so we can experience God's glory.
那这些都带领我们到现在来经历上帝的荣耀。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for sending Jesus.
感谢你差遣耶稣。
And thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit.
也感谢你将圣灵赐给我们。
So that we could know you in your fullness.
好让我们认识你的全然。
So we could experience you in our life.
也让我们在生命中经验到你自己。
Lord, we pray as we study Moses' experience.
当我们研读摩西的经历的时候。
Where you revealed to him some of your great glory.
当你将你一些荣耀显示给他的时候。
That we would learn from him.
也让我们从他来学习。
How we too can experience your glory.
我们如何自己也能够经验到你的荣耀。
And never be the same again.
从此。与以前不一样。
So we invite your Holy Spirit.
我们请求你的圣灵来到我们当中。
To guide us into your truth.
引导我们进入你的真理。
Through your word now.
借着你自己的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So let's look here. We need to look at the background to this event.
我们先看看这个事件的一些背景。
Okay. First, we have Israel is redeemed from slavery in Egypt.
首先，以色列。从奴役当中蒙救赎
and that's by the blood of the lamb.
而是靠着羔羊的血
See, not only the Egyptians were sinners,
不但埃及人是罪人
the Israelites were sinners too.
以色列人也是罪人
So how could God be just in judging the Egyptians but setting the Israelites free?
那么神怎么可能是一个正直的假如说他审判埃及人却让以色列人得到自由呢
Well, we learned it has to be by the blood of a spotless, sinless lamb.
我们学的原来就是借着无罪的、无玷污的羔羊的血。
And as you see from the picture, that lamb in Exodus is pointing to Jesus Christ for you.
从一个图画当中，你看到出埃及记里面那个羔羊呢，事实上指的是耶稣基督。
The only thing that separates you and I from the rest of the sinners in the world.
唯一将我们跟世上罪人分开的一件事情。
Because we're sinners too.
因为我们本身也是罪人。
Our faith in Jesus Christ.
就是我们相信主耶稣基督。
He came to save sinners.
他来拯救罪人。
And set us free from our sin.
叫我们从我们罪中得到自由。
So we're talking about a redeemed people here.
所以我们讲到的是一个蒙救赎的百姓。
But it's these redeemed people, these believers.
但这些被救赎的百姓，这些信徒们。
They're the ones that now commit the awful sin of idolatry.
他们现在犯了一个非常可怕的拜偶像的罪。
And they make this golden calf.
他们造了一个金牛犊。
And they start worshiping this calf.
开始敬拜这个金牛犊。
The work of man's hands.
是人手的工作。
As if it was this God that set them out of bondage in Egypt.
好像是这个金牛犊带领他们从埃及的奴役当中出来。
Well, Moses had been up the mountain.
这个时候摩西在山上。
And Moses is interceding for them.
摩西在山上为百姓祷告。
And he's asking that God not destroy him.
他求上帝不要毁灭以色列人。
And in fellowship with God, Moses has become Christ-like.
所以摩西在跟神相交的时候呢，他就有了耶稣基督的样式。
He goes up to God.
他对神说。
In the mountain.
在山上。
And he says, "Lord, forgive Israel their sin."
他说：“主啊，求你赦免以色列人的罪。
And if not, Lord, then blot me out of your book of life."
如果你不这么做的话呢，求你把我从你的生命册上涂抹掉。
Moses had been walking so close with God.
摩西与上帝这么亲密的同行。
But now his love for his people Israel.
但是他现在为了爱这个以色列人。
Has grown so deep and profound.
这个爱变得非常的深刻。
That he's willing to give up his eternal life if it will save Israel.
倘若他能够救以色列人的话呢，他情愿把自己永生放弃。
Are you willing to give up your life to save anybody?
我们愿意放下自己的生命去救别人吗？
Some parents might give up their life to save their children.
有些父母可能愿意啊舍命救他们的孩子。
But look at the love of Moses.
所以在这边我们可以看看摩西的爱。
He's ready now to die in Israel's place that they might be saved.
他愿意代替以色列人而死。
He says, "Blot me out of your book."
他说把我从你的生命册上涂抹掉。
But God says, "I won't blot you out."
但是神说我不会这么做。
He that sins against me will be blotted out.
那些向我犯罪的人，我才会把他们的名字涂抹掉。
And we find this book of life throughout the scriptures.
我们这个生命册呢，在圣经里面，我们常常看到。
Jesus the Lamb has a book of life.
那个羔羊耶稣，他拥有这个生命册。
And it was Jesus that tells us.
是耶稣他这么告诉我们。
Don't rejoice in miracles.
他说不要看到神迹而欢喜。
Don't rejoice in being able to cast out demons.
不要因为你可以赶出污鬼而欢喜。
Rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
要因你的名记在天上而欢喜。
Let me ask you, do you know for sure, without a doubt, that your name is written in the book of life in heaven?
所以让我要问你哈，你知不知道？你确不确知你的名字是写在这个生命册上呢？
Well, Moses' intercession for Israel saves them from the wrath of God.
所以摩西为以色列人代祷，就拯救他们逃离上帝的愤怒。
But here's something very important.
这边有一件非常重要的事情。
I want you to realize there's three groups of people here.
在这里，你看到有三组不同的人。
Most of the people are at the bottom of the mountain.
多数的百姓在山下。
And they're sinning and falling into idolatry.
他们在那边犯罪，在那里拜偶像。
And then you had a group of 70 of the elders and Moses and Aaron went up about halfway up the mountain.
然后大约有70个长老，摩西、亚伦骑到山的半腰。
And we're told that they actually ate and drank in the presence of God.
圣经说他们在上帝面前吃吃喝喝。
Again, another great scene in the scripture that you and I participate in when we have the Lord's Supper.
这又是圣经里一个非常有意思的图画，就好像我们领受主餐一样。
But only Moses goes higher on the mountain.
但是只有摩西上到最高山。
To meet with God.
去与上帝相遇。
And ask God to show him His glory.
求上帝将他的荣耀显给他看。
But who's the man that's motivated to go all the way up to God?
但是谁有这个动力要上到山上去见神呢？
It's the man who loves sinners so much.
就是那个这么爱罪人的那个人。
He knows they're in trouble.
他知道这些人有麻烦了。
He knows they're bringing the wrath of God upon them for their sin.
他们知道因为犯罪会带来上帝的愤怒。
And he's not sure if he can save them.
他自己也不知道他可不可以救这些人。
So he says, "I'll go and ask God, and maybe He can spare you."
所以他说我要去求神，说不定他会免你们的罪。
It's the person who has so much love for lost people.
就是一个对世上的人有这么大爱心的人。
That understands that they're in danger of God's wrath.
明白他们在神的愤怒之下。
But understands that that same God might save them.
而且明白这样同一位神或许可以救他们。
That has to go up the mountain to God.
他必须上到山上去神的面前。
And intercede.
为他们代祷。
And hopefully somehow his prayers and his intercession can save these people.
期待他的祷告，他的代求可以拯救这些人。
I believe that most of you here today have that heart of a Christian.
我想我们在座的诸位都有一个基督徒的心。
You believe the Bible.
你相信圣经。
You know that Jesus has saved you from your sins.
你也知道耶稣拯救你，脱离了你的罪。
But you also know that people that don't know Christ are in danger of eternal damnation.
你也知道那些不认识基督的人，他们会永远的被定罪。
And you see your loved ones continuing in sin.
而且你看到你所爱的人继续活在罪中。
Maybe worshiping false gods.
或许敬拜别的错误的神。
And you know they're in danger.
你知道他们在危险当中。
But because you love them so much,
但是因为你爱他们这么的深，
you have to do something.
你必须做一些事情。
And you know your only hope is in God.
你知道你唯一的盼望是在神那里。
So you're going to get apart from the people, the mass of people in the world.
所以要离开世界上的大众。
And you're going to go and meet God alone.
你要单独的去遇见神。
And your love is so great.
因为你的爱这么的深切。
And you're going to plead with God to save them.
你会在神面前哀求，求上帝拯救他们。
Even if you have to give up your life to do it.
即使你要舍命来做这件事。
These are the people that are going to experience the glory of God.
是像这样的人，他们能够经验上帝的荣耀。
Now, I know most of you must have a burden for some lost loved ones in your life.
我知道你们一定会关心一些你们所认识人当中还没有得救的人。
I'm challenging you to be like Moses.
所以今天我挑战你要像摩西一样。
Become an intercessor for them.
成为一个为他们的代求者。
Get alone with God.
单独与神相遇。
Beg for their salvation.
好，为了他们的救恩，在上帝面前祈求。
So Moses realizes the people experience the consequences of their sin.
所以摩西明白百姓要承担他们犯罪的后果。
When he comes down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments,
当他从山下拿着十诫下来的时候
，and he sees the idol they've made.
他看到他们所造的偶像。
He throws those two tablets that God himself had written.
他把上帝手写的那个法版就丢下去。
And the law is broken.
这律法就打碎了。
And 3,000 people die that day.
那一天3000个人死亡。
See, Moses knows God has to judge sin.
摩西知道上帝必须惩罚罪恶。
That's 3,000 redeemed people who were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
那个3000人是已经靠着羔羊的宝血蒙赎的人。
Even when they sin, the wages is death.
即使当他们犯罪的时候，他们犯罪的结果也就是死亡。
But Israel repents in response to the judgment.
好，那以色列人因为受到上帝的审判，他们悔改了。
And God reveals His glory following the people's genuine repentance and the restoration of worship.
当上帝在百姓真心的悔改、恢复敬拜之后呢，他才启示出他的荣耀。
Moses' experience is prophetic of the true believer in Christ.
所以摩西的经历呢，预先体现基督徒将来要经历的事情。
So we're going to look at this, how what happened to Moses we can experience.
所以我们要看看摩西所发生的事情，我们怎么可以去经历。
Because this was written as a pattern for us.
因为这些写下来好像是对我们来说是一个模样。
When we've been saved out of the world.
当我们从世界被拯救出来的时候
Because we've met God in Jesus Christ.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里遇见了上帝
We don't forget about the world.
我们不忘记世人
In fact, just like God, for God so loved the world.
就像上帝一样上帝这么爱世人
He gives us a love for the world. We want to see the whole world come to Christ.
他把他的最爱的人给了世界要看到世人来归向他
Nobody gets saved without somebody getting alone with God in first prayer.
所以没有一个人可以得救，除非先有人在神面前为他祷告。
God says, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest."
上帝说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
This is our experience.
这是我们的经历。
Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
耶稣说，看哪，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus said, "All those who are heavy laden and burdened, come unto me, and I will give you rest."
耶稣说，你们劳苦重烦的人可以到我这里来，我就给你们得享安息。
Our experience the same as Moses.
我们的经历跟摩西是一样的。
We experience God's glorious presence through the Holy Spirit in us.
我们也经由住在我们里面的圣灵，能够经历上帝荣耀的同在。
Moses experienced the Holy Spirit.
摩西经历到圣灵。
We experience the Holy Spirit.
我们也经历圣灵。
And it's the Holy Spirit that separates His people from the rest of the world.
也就是圣灵把属神的百姓跟世上其他的人分开。
And as Christians, we're in the world.
那基督徒，我们是活在这个世界上。
But we're not part of the world.
但是我们不属于这个世界。
Like in the song, you know, we don't care how much people think about us.
就像一些诗歌所说的，我们不在乎别人怎么想我们。
We're more concerned about what God thinks about us.
我们更关心的是上帝怎么想我们。
See, we want to live for Him.
我们要为上帝而活。
People can't save you.
人不能救你。
People can't keep you from going to hell.
人不能防止你去地狱。
People can't get you into heaven.
人也不能带你去天上。
Only God can do that.
只有上帝可以这么做。
And it's God's presence that'll separate us from the rest of the world.
上帝的同在就将我们与世界分开。
So that you can experience His glory.
好让你去经验他的荣耀。
Okay. Moses knew God knew him by name.
摩西知道上帝按他的名认识他。
And he knew he had found grace in God's sight.
他也知道在上帝的面前他蒙了恩惠。
Jesus knows us by name.
耶稣也按着我们的名字认识我们。
I call my sheep by name.
他说我按着名叫出我的羊。
And in Christ we find grace in God's sight.
在基督里我们在上帝的眼中得蒙恩惠。
Okay, so like Moses, we can behold God's glory.
所以我们跟摩西一样，也可以瞻仰上帝的荣耀。
Okay, Moses both sees and hears God's glory.
摩西看见而且听见上帝的荣耀。
As the Lord comes down,
当耶和华下来的时候
，and also speaks to him.
也对他说话的时候。
Okay, it'll be the same with us.
那对我们来说也是一样。
You hear the word of God.
你听到神的话语。
And the Holy Spirit makes it become real.
圣灵使这些话语对你来说成为是真实的。
And you start seeing spiritual truth.
你开始看见属灵的真理。
Okay, now let's look at this verse. Let's look at this
experience. 现在我们看看这一节经文，看看摩西的经历。
Okay, Moses asked God, "Show me your glory."
摩西求神说，求你将你的荣耀显给我看。
And the Lord said to Moses, "Thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name."
所以耶和华对摩西说，你在我眼前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。
First condition.
第一个条件
Have you found grace through Jesus Christ?
你在耶稣基督里面蒙了上帝的恩吗？
And do you know that God knows your name?
你知道上帝认识你的名字吗？
And then Moses asked God, "Show me thy glory."
然后摩西问神说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
And the Lord said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee."
那耶和华回答说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过。
So these are aspects of God's glory here.
这就是上帝荣耀的一些层面。
God's goodness will pass before Moses.
上帝的恩慈会在摩西面前经过。
See, God is good.
上帝是良善的。
He doesn't just do good things.
他不单只是做善事。
It's His glory, it's who He is.
就是他的荣耀，这是他的本性。
And He says, "And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee."
我会在你的面前宣告我的名字。
So the name of the Lord, that's Jehovah.
那这边耶和华，上帝的名字就是耶和华。
Encompasses all of God's attributes.
这个名字呢，就包含了上帝所有的属性。
But He emphasizes a few here.
但这边他只强调其中某一些。
And God says, "I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious."
上帝说，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
So God's grace is a huge part of His glory.
所以上帝的恩典也是他的荣耀很大的一部分。
You're in church today because you experienced God's grace.
我们今天在教会聚会。表示我们已经经历了上帝的恩典。
Or you wouldn't even be seeking God.
要不然我们根本不会去要寻求神。
And He says, "I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious."
他说我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
That's God's sovereignty.
那就是上帝的主权。
He doesn't have to be gracious to anyone.
他不需要对每个人都恩慈。
None of us deserve His grace.
我们没有一个人配得他的恩慈。
None of us deserve His mercy.
也没有一个人配得他的怜悯。
But He's going to be graceful and merciful to whom He wants to be.
但是他愿意对谁有恩典，对谁有怜悯，他就选择这么做。
That's His sovereignty.
这是上帝的主权。
Okay. And it shall come to pass.
他说，我的荣耀经过的时候，
While my glory passes by,
我的荣耀经过的时候，
I will put you in the cleft of the rock,
我必将你放在磐石穴中，
and I'll cover you with my hand,
用我的手遮掩你，
while I pass by,
等我过去。
And He tells them that you can't see my face,
他说你不可以看到我的面，
and live,
而且活下去。
So after His glory passes by, God removes His hand.
所以当神的荣耀经过之后呢，神就将他的手收回来。
And Moses is able to see God's glory from behind.
摩西就从上帝的背后看到上帝的荣耀。
And he sees God's goodness and mercy and grace.
他看到上帝的良善，上帝的恩慈，上帝的怜悯。
But he can only see it from the position of being in the rock.
但他只可以在这个磐石的洞中。这个位置来看上帝的荣耀。
Now the New Testament tells us this rock is Christ.
那新约告诉我们，这个磐石指的就是基督。
And in English it says Moses must be placed in the cleft.
在英文说他被放在磐石穴中，磐石的裂缝里面。
That's the old word for cleft.
好，这就是那个裂缝的意思。
Right, it's opening in the rock that Moses has to go into.
就是磐石里面有个洞，然后摩西被放在这个洞里面，这个裂缝里面去瞻仰神的荣耀。
Jesus is our cleft rock.
那耶稣就是我们的磐石的这个穴，这个裂缝。
And we see he was cleft when he was pierced with the sword of the Roman soldier.
当罗马士兵用这个枪刺他的时候呢，从里面就流出血来。
This is why I like the word cleft in English.
就是为什么我喜欢英文用这个 cleft， 不是 cleft。
I can find myself in the cleft.
他可以在这个 cleft 这个字的中间找到这个爱。
Just like I can find myself in Christ.
就好像我可以找到这个爱在基督这个名字里面。
And it's only in Christ.
也只有在基督里。
That I'll ever be able to experience the glory of God.
我才可以经验上帝的荣耀。
And the Lord descended in a cloud.
那耶和华在云中降临。
Now this happened after.
这是后来发生的事情。
Moses has gone back up the mountain.
摩西又回到山上。
And now God actually comes down in the cloud.
那像上帝现在在云彩当中下来。
And stands there with him.
和摩西一同站在那里。
So he sees some of this glory.
所以他看到这样的一些荣耀。
But God proclaims the name of the Lord.
上帝宣告他自己的名字。
So he not only sees God's glory, he hears God's glory.
所以他不但看见神的荣耀，他也听到上帝的荣耀。
Just like we hear every time we hear the word preached.
就像每一次当我们听到神的话语被传扬出来的时候。
Okay. And he said that as the Lord passed by him.
这边说当耶和华经过他的时候
He proclaimed
他宣告
The Lord
主耶和华
The Lord
耶和华
God
上帝
And this is all part of his glory
这都是他荣耀的一部分
Merciful
有怜悯的
And gracious
有恩典的
Long suffering
不轻易发怒
Abundant in goodness
有丰盛的慈爱
And truth
和诚实
If Moses didn't know something of this glory of God
假如摩西不认识上帝的这些荣耀
He would have never gone up the mountain to intercede for the lost people down at the bottom of the mountain.
他就不可能上到山顶为山底下犯罪的百姓来代求。
He knew something of God's mercy and grace.
他知道上帝的怜悯跟恩典。
So he knew there was a possibility that they could be spared God's wrath.
所以他知道绝对有可能性上帝可以免除这些人的罪过。
Keeping mercy for thousands.
为千万人存留慈爱
Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin
赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶
But now here Moses also knew this
但是摩西也知道最后这一点
That will in by no means clear the guilty
万不以有罪的为无罪
You and I are guilty of sin
你跟我都有犯罪
Israel was guilty of sin at the bottom of the mountain
以色列在山下也犯罪
God cannot clear the guilty.
上帝没有办法以有罪的为无罪。
Because he's just.
因为他是正义的。
This is God's justice and righteousness.
这是上帝的正义和他的公义。
Imagine you go to court, you committed murder.
想象你，假如你犯了谋杀罪，到了法院。
And you go to court.
你去了法庭。
And the judge says.
法官说。
You know I like you.
我很喜欢你。
You just forget about the murder.
你把你的谋杀给忘了吧。
You can go free.
你可以自由地回家。
What would you think about if your courts did that here in America?
假如美国的法庭是这个样子，你会有什么样的想法？
That's not justice.
这不是正义。
God is just. He can't change that.
所以上帝是正义的，他没有办法改变他的本性。
He can't clear the guilty.
不可以以有罪的没有为无罪的。
That's why Jesus had to die on the cross for our sins.
这就是为什么耶稣必须死在十字架上，为了我们的罪。
He took our place.
他占了我们的位置。
We are guilty. We were guilty.
好，我们是有罪的。
Jesus was innocent.
耶稣是无辜的。
He never sinned.
他从来没有犯过罪。
But he takes our place.
所以他取代了我们的位置。
So that you and I can be forgiven.
好，让你跟我得到赦免。
God says he visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation.
上帝也说他必追讨 他的罪自父及子直到三四代。
This is God's truth. It's a fact of life.
这也是上帝一个真理哈，这是人生的事实。
Okay, if come on, haven't you ever said, you know, when your kids disobeyed or did something wrong?
假如你的孩子不听话，做了错事。
Right, you turn to your wife.
你对你太太说。
And you say, do you know what your son just did?
说，哎呀，你知道你的孩子刚刚做了什么？
Right? Why? Yeah, it's her fault, right? He learned it from her.
常常是好像是太太的错。
What will she say?
那他们怎么说?
He's your son.
他说他也是你的儿子。
We pass our sins on to our children.
我们常常把自己的罪传递给自己的下一代。
Not only does this happen in life, they learn our habits. They learn the bad things that we do.
他们不仅学习了我们的习惯，他们也知道我们常常做的一些错的事情传递下去。
Your kids are going to do what they see you do. They're not going to do what you tell them to do.
我们的儿子会看我们的行为，而不单单只是听我们的话。
And there's nothing better than having grandchildren.
好，那我们有那个这个孙孩孙儿。
Then to realize how imperfect we are.
啊，孙儿之后就看到我们自己是多么的不完美。
Because they point out when you're inconsistent with.
因为你的孙儿，你会当你做事情不连贯的时候，就是不一致的时候，他马上指出来了。
You cannot tell them to do something you're not willing to do yourself.
所以我们没有办法告诉孩子做一些我们自己做不到的事情。
See, this is just a fact of life.
所以这只是一个人生的事实。
This is not a mean God up in heaven.
这不是说天上的上帝非常的残忍。
I'm just going to punish your kids for your sin.
好，我要因为你的孩子来惩罚你下一代的罪。
Now your kids are going to suffer because they learn some bad stuff from their parents.
好，我们的孩子也会受苦，因为他们从父母亲学到了不好的事情。
We even know now genetically.
我们现在从基因也可以看到。
Every parent passes on about 200 new mutations into the gene pool of their children.
每一个父母呢，都把自己身上200个基因的突变传递给自己的孩子。
They're going to suffer some just because of us.
那因为这个原因呢，他们也会因为我们而受苦。
And this is a result of a sinful world.
那这就是一个罪恶世界的一个结果。
But we have a hope in Christ.
但是在基督里面，我们有盼望。
A great hope.
一个伟大的盼望。
In 1 Peter.
在彼得前书。
We're told we are redeemed from our vain conversation received by tradition from our fathers.
他知道你们得赎，脱去了你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为。
Doesn't matter how messed up your parents were.
不管你的父母亲多么的糟糕。
Doesn't matter if they taught you to steal and lie.
不管他们是不是叫你偷窃又说谎。
It doesn't matter what vain conversation, what vain lifestyle you inherited from your parents.
不管你从你的父母学得了多少空虚的人生的生活方式。
When you believe in Jesus,
当你相信耶稣的时候，
He can set you free from that.
他可以把你从这些当中都得到自由。
Sometimes it's a bondage.
有时候也是一个捆绑。
How many people became an alcoholic because their parent was an alcoholic?
有多少人成为酗酒的人是因为他的父母亲酗酒？
There's hope in Christ.
但在基督里有盼望。
He can set us free from any bond.
他可以把我们从任何捆绑当中释放的自由。
So here you have God's glory.
所以这边我们看到上帝的荣耀。
But we also learn a lot about ourselves.
但是我们同时也学到很多关于自己的事情。
And we can be redeemed from the consequences, from the results of having passed on our sins to our children.
而我们可以从我们传给子女的这些行为、这些捆绑当中。得到救赎，得到自由。
This is the glory of God's justice.
那这边呢，讲到上帝正义的荣耀。
He can by no means clear the guilty.
他万不以有罪的为无罪。
Are you guilty of sinning against a sovereign God?
我们向唯一真正的上帝犯罪了吗？
Why do so many people want to accept God's mercy but reject His justice?
为什么许多人希望接受上帝的怜悯，却拒绝他的正义？
Probably the answer is Romans 3:23.
好，那结果可能就是在罗马书三章二十三节。
All have sinned.
世人都犯了罪。
We just don't want to believe we're a sinner.
只是我们不愿意相信自己是罪人。
Here's a book I love.
我喜欢这一本书。
It's called Whatever Became a Sin.
他说到底罪发生了什么事情
By a famous psychiatrist Carl Menninger
是很有名的这个心理医生、yeah. 心理精神科医生 Carl Menninger 写的
He saw this problem that psychology gave up sin
他说在心理学里面呢他们不再讲罪
Turned every sin into some illness.
他们把罪变成是一种疾病。
And now you don't repent of your sin to get better.
现在你不是悔改你的罪，让你变得更好。
Now you visit a psychiatrist for 20 years and pay about $50,000, and he's going to heal you of your illness.
现在你要花二十年的时间，付出$50,000去看一个心理医生，让他来医治你的罪。
But this was a problem with society before it was a problem in psychology.
但是这是社会上的问题，在它成为心理学问题之前。
And he traced the beginning of this denial of sin.
他追溯到这个罪的否认。
With President Eisenhower.
从艾森豪总统开始。
In the first year he was president, he called for a day of repentance and prayer to God.
艾森豪总统当总统之后呢，他需要有一天作为向上帝悔改认罪的日子。
And he says, as a nation, we should confess our sins and transgressions in humble sorrow with the assured hope that he will forgive.
艾森豪宣告那一天是我们的祈祷悔改日，就是在这一天我们要祷告认罪，相信上帝会赦免我们。
And he said, genuine repentance will lead to mercy.
他说真正的悔改可以得到上帝的怜悯。
That was President Eisenhower's first call for the nation to pray to God.
这是艾森豪总统宣告全国有一天是悔改祈祷日。
But since 1953,
但自从1953年开始，
no president has ever mentioned the word sin.
从来没有一个总统再提到罪这个字。
We want the goodness of God.
我们要上帝的良善。
A day of prayer for mercy.
一个祈祷怜悯的日子
for grace,
好求神的恩典的日子
for blessing,
求祝福的日子
but not for forgiveness for sin.
却没有一个求上帝赦罪的日子
We don't like sin anymore.
我们不再喜欢罪了
We don't want to admit I'm a sinner.
我们也不愿意承认自己是罪人
Well, God can't forgive somebody who won't admit he's a sinner.
那一个不愿意承认自己是罪人的人呢，上帝就没有办法赦免你。
You're destined for God's justice.
那我们的命运就是经历上帝的正义。
If you don't believe you're a sinner,
假如我们不相信自己有罪，
you don't need mercy.
我们就不需要怜悯。
And you're going to get justice.
你会得到神的正义。
And you don't want justice.
但是你不要正义。
Because justice means hell.
因为他神的正义。意思就是地狱。
Only grace and mercy means heaven.
只有恩典跟怜悯才是天堂。
We just nobody wants to hear about.
但是没有人愿意再听到罪这件事情。
We reject God's mercy, but we can't escape God's justice.
所以我们可以选择拒绝神的恩典，但是我们没有办法逃避他的正义。
There is a judgment day someday.
有一天会是一个审判的日子。
Now God's glorious justice is one glaring omission in today's preaching.
那上帝荣耀的正义呢，是今天讲到的人常常省略的一个题目。
That's why I call this a very present danger.
所以我把这个称为这个目前非常存在的危险。
The church is totally ignorant of our responsibility to truly repent of our sins as a lifestyle.
教会现在完完全全忽视了过一个悔改的生活是我们正常的生活方式。
I don't just repent and believe to get saved.
我不是因为悔改去找到救恩而已。
Repentance and believing is a way of life for a Christian.
对一个基督徒来说，悔改相信是一个生活的一个过程，每天要做的事情。
So we sin against God as if we believe there are no consequences to sin.
所以我们向上帝犯罪，好像我们不相信罪要负任何后果一样。
That's the problem today with the church.
这就是今天教会面临的问题。
The world says, "What's the difference between Christians and non-Christians?"
所以世界说这个基督徒跟非基督徒之间有什么差别呢？
They're all committing the same sins.
他们都犯同样的罪。
Living the same way.
他活一样的生活。
Buying the same music.
买同样的音乐。
Going to the same movies.
去看同样的电影。
There's no difference.
没有任何差别。
Why? Because we're ignoring this very present danger.
因为我们忽视了目前存在的危险。
That God hates sin and he has to judge it.
就是上帝痛恨罪恶，而且他会审判罪恶。
And he judged it in Christ for us.
他在基督里面已经审判了我们。
If you believe in a God who overlooks sin,
假如你相信的上帝是一个忽视罪恶的上帝，
he can never lead you to true repentance.
你所信的圣这位上帝呢，就绝对没有办法带领你到真正的悔改。
So a clear vision of God will humble our soul.
所以对上帝一个清楚的看见会谦虚我们的灵魂。
It'll fill us with the fear of the Lord.
它会将对上帝的敬畏充满在我们的里面。
And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
而敬畏上帝就是智慧的开端。
So Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the ground and worshiped.
所以摩西急忙地俯伏下地来敬拜神。
When we catch a glimpse of God's glory, we too will fall down and worship.
那当我们被圣灵光照，瞥见上帝的荣耀的时候，我们也会俯伏下来敬拜。
Now God's glory shines forth through the infinite perfections of His attributes.
上帝的荣耀经由他无限完美的属性照射出来。
God's attributes manifest as light.
上帝的属性 像一个光一样照射出来。
And here's Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
这边是耶稣在登山变相的时候。
It says he was transfigured before them.
说耶稣在他们面前变了相。
Right, that was the glory of God shining through Christ.
圣经记载说那是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Jesus is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person.
所以耶稣是神荣耀所发的光辉，是他本体的真相。
Okay.All God's glorious attributes are revealed in Jesus.
上帝所有的荣耀的属性呢，都在耶稣基督里面启示出来。
And if you're going to experience them, you're going to experience them through Christ.
那假如我们要经历上帝的荣耀呢，我们会要借着耶稣基督去体会。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
圣经说太初有道，道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
Okay, Jesus is God.
耶稣就是上帝。
And he was made flesh.
他道成了肉身。
He became a human being.
他成为人。
And we beheld his glory.
我们看见他的荣光。
As of the only begotten Father.
这是父独生子的荣光。
Jesus revealed God's glory.
所以耶稣向我们启示出上帝的荣耀。
And what was the glory he revealed most?
他最启示出来最大的荣耀是什么呢？
God's grace and truth.
就是神的恩典跟神的真理。
Okay, so let's look at God's glory and how it's revealed in Christ.
那我们现在看看上帝的荣耀如何在耶稣基督里彰显出来。
Because the only way you'll experience God's glory is in Christ, in the cleft of the rock.
因为我们唯一能够经验上帝荣耀的途径是在耶稣基督里面，就是那个磐石的穴中。
So we'll just go through these quickly.
所以我们很快的讲一讲这些。
Because we're going to look at these in detail in the future.
因为之后呢，这个系列讲到我就会很详细的解释。
But God is goodness.
首先，上帝就是良善。
He doesn't just do good.
他不只是做善事。
He is good.
他本身就是善良的。
It's his nature.
是他的本性。
He can't be anything but good.
他不可能是任何其他的，他只是良善。
And when he judges sin, he's being good.
当他审判罪恶的时候呢，也是他。良善的表现。
If you let murderers and rapists go,
假如我们让杀人的或是强奸人的自由的话，
That's not a good justice system.
那不是一个好的正义系统。
Right, God is good even in His justice.
所以即使上帝在他的正义当中，他也是善良的。
The world is not good.
世界不是善良的。
It rebels against God.
他们背叛上帝。
And people are not basically good.
而人基本上也不是良善的。
We all rebel against God.
我们都背逆了上帝。
We all think evil.
我们都思想罪恶的事情。
We all do bad things.
我们都做坏事。
We need a savior.
我们需要一个救主。
We need God to save us.
我们需要上帝来拯救我们。
And of course, Jesus manifested the perfection of God's goodness.
耶稣彰显上帝良善的完全。
Okay? The name of the Lord reveals God's glory.
耶和华的名字也显示出他的荣耀。
And Yehovah is Yehiyeh Yehiyeh.
好，耶和华这个名字。
Okay, Jesus' name in Hebrew is Yeshua.
耶稣的名字在希伯来文里面是约书亚。
In Hebrew, it means Jehovah is salvation.
它的意思就是耶和华是救恩。
Jesus is Jehovah's salvation manifested in human flesh.
好，耶稣就是耶和华的救恩在肉身显现出来。
God revealed himself to Moses as I am that I am.
上帝跟摩西启示说他是自由拥有的。
Jesus revealed 8 times in the Gospel of John, I am.
耶稣在约翰福音说了八次我是。
Okay. Notice the Trinitarian name of God.
好，我们也留意三位一体上帝的名字。
When he revealed his glory,
他当启示他的荣耀的时候，
he said the Lord.
他说耶和华。
The Lord.
耶和华。
God.
上帝。
So that's Yehovah, Yehovah, Elohim.
好，所以是耶和华，耶和华，还有上帝。
Notice it's a Trinity there.
这是一个三位一体。
Okay. Notice the Trinitarian revelation in baptizing.
在受洗的时候呢，也是三位一体的名字。
We baptize in the name.
我们奉一个名。
Singular.
单数字。
Of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
父子圣灵的名。
One God.
一位神。
One name.
一个名字。
Manifested in three persons.
在三个位格里显现出来。
This is a profound mystery. No human can grasp it.
这是一个非常深奥的奥秘，我们没有办法完全去体会。
But God has revealed this glory to us.
但上帝将这个荣耀显示给我们。
God is being gracious all the time.
好，那上帝就是一直是蛮有恩典的神。
He is the God of all grace.
他是赐各样恩典的神。
Jesus manifested the perfection of God's grace.
耶稣彰显上帝恩典的完全。
Okay. He shows mercy.
他显示怜悯。
Continually.
持续的。
Okay, God doesn't just show mercy, He is mercy.
上帝不单单显示怜悯，他本身就是怜悯。
Even when God has to judge sin, He's being merciful and graceful.
即使当上帝必须审判罪人的罪的时候，他也是良善的，他是怜悯的。
Jesus manifested the perfection of God's mercy.
耶稣彰显上帝怜悯的完全。
So it's important to ask, what's the difference between grace and mercy?
所以我们要问问看。恩典跟怜悯的差别是什么呢？
Okay, we need both from God.
我们需要上帝这两者。
Both are His glory.
这两者也都彰显他的荣耀。
Okay, grace is I get an infinite number of blessing and good things even though I don't deserve any of them.
恩典就是我获得自己不配得到的无限的祝福跟美好的事情。
We don't deserve anything from a holy God.
好，我们从这个圣洁的上帝原来不配得到任何东西。
Okay, we've been living for ourselves.
我们一直为自己而活。
Not for the God that created us.
不是为创造我们的上帝而活。
We don't deserve anything from Him.
所以我们不值得从他里面得到什么。
But because He's graceful, He still gives us so many good things, even though we don't deserve it.
但是出于他的恩典，即使我们不配得着，他还是将这么多美好的事情给我们。
I like this definition of grace.
我很喜欢这个对恩典的定义。
It's an acronym.
它是一个这个字母排列的字。
God's riches at Christ's expense.
好，就是上帝的丰富付上基督的代价。
The reason you can get all these blessings from God，
我们能够从上帝得到所有这些祝福的原因
，is because Jesus suffered our judgment on the cross。
是因为耶稣基督在十字架上承受了我们的罪过。
Grace is God's goodness to the unworthy。
那恩典也是上帝对不配的人的良善。
Psalm 105 records the grace of God.
诗篇一百零五篇记录了上帝的恩典。
It gives you the history of Israel.
他把以色列的历史记录下来。
And not one time mentions Israel's sin.
Not one time.
Not one time it mentions Israel's sin in Psalm 105.
在一百零五篇没有一次记录以色列人的罪。
But over and over, God tells us what He did for Israel.
但是他一再地讲到上帝为以色列人做什么。
It's a record of His grace.
就是记录他。恩典。
He does all these great things for Israel, even though they didn't deserve it.
即使以色列人不配得到这些，他还是照样给他们。
Now, what's mercy?
那什么是怜悯呢？
Mercy is when I don't get the punishment or judgment I deserve for my rebellion and sin.
好，怜悯就是当我悖逆或向上帝犯罪的时候呢，我没有得到当得的处罚或是审判。
We need mercy when we fail to respond properly to God's grace.
那当我们对上帝的恩典没有给予恰当的回应的时候，我们需要上帝的怜悯。
Think about it, even since you become a Christian.
我们想想，从我们成为基督徒开始。
How much have you glorified God by the way you live?
我们的生活多少是荣耀神的呢？
How much of His goodness have you returned to Him?
他对你的良善有多少你给予回报呢？
Everything we received from a graceful God.
所以我们所领受的一切都来自这位有恩典的神。
Not $1 I have did I deserve.
我有的一块钱我都不配得到。
I don't deserve my house.
我也不配有一个房子。
I don't deserve my family.
我不配有这么好的家人。
I don't deserve all the blessings I've had since I've been born.
自从我生下来所有领受的恩典我都不配得有。
But it's God's glory to be graceful to us.
但是因为上帝的荣耀他愿意向我们施恩。
But how many of us have even tried to return God's goodness somehow back?
但是我们当中有多少人想到要回报上帝给我所有的恩惠呢？
And when we fail to respond to His goodness,
那当我们没有回报他向我们的善良的时候，
That's when we need mercy.
我们那个时候就需要神的怜悯。
Psalm 106 is a record of God's mercy to Israel.
那诗篇106篇就讲到上帝对以色列的怜悯。
Verse 1 begins with God's mercies.
好，第一节就开始到神的怜悯。
And then you have 45 verses of Israel's sin after sin after sin after sin.
然后45节就讲到以色列不断的不断的一再的犯罪。
They just kept sinning in response to His grace.
他们因为上帝的恩典呢，却回馈他不断的犯罪。
Then we're told, but God's mercies are everlasting.
但说到上帝的怜悯是长久的。
We need both His grace and His mercy.
所以我们同时需要神的恩典和他的怜悯。
Because we all struggle with sin.
因为我们都在罪中挣扎。
We can receive the mercy of God today.
我们可以今天接受上帝的怜悯。
Or we receive the deserved wrath of God at some unexpected day.
要不然就是将来在我们所没有预期的那一天面临上帝的审判。
And you find God's mercy at the foot of the cross.
而我们在耶稣的十字架的脚下找到上帝的怜悯。
God is also long suffering.
上帝也长久忍耐。
That's why Moses knew he could go up the mountain and possibly intercede for his lost loved ones.
这就是摩西知道他可以上到高山上为下面犯罪的百姓来代求。
If you know God is merciful and graceful and long suffering.
假如我们知道上帝长久忍耐又有丰富的恩典跟怜悯。
But you also know God is just.
但是我们同时知道上帝是正义的。
And has to punish sin.
他必须惩罚罪恶。
Then you know I need to go and pray for my lost loved ones.
那么我们就知道我必须为我那些还没有得救的人来祷告。
And what you'll find?
你会找到什么呢？
Eventually, just like God heard Moses' prayer.
最后就好像上帝听了摩西的祷告。
And despite their sin,
即使他们犯了罪。
Was able to bring them to repentance so they could experience God's mercy and grace.
上帝还带领他们悔改，让他们去经历上帝的恩典跟怜悯。
You need to be praying for your lost loved ones.
所以我们要为我们还没有得救的亲戚朋友祷告。
Because those are the people who need to experience God's glorious attributes.
因为他们也需要经历上帝荣耀的属性。
And as you continue praying and interceding,
当你继续祷告代求的时候
，God will reveal more of His glory to you.
上帝会向你更多启示他的荣耀。
His long suffering.
他的长久忍耐。
There's a great rabbi story that expresses God's long suffering.
有一个很有名的一个拉比的故事来表达上帝的这个怜悯。
I heard it on a plane to Israel and I never forgot it.
有一次我在往以色列的飞机上听到这个故事就从来没有忘记。
It's based on true story, but how the actual story worked out, we don't know today.
它是根据一个真实的故事讲出来的，但是事实上是怎么回事我们不晓得。
But the rabbi had set up a great feast to celebrate the Jewish New Year.
这个有个拉比呢，就举办了很大的宴席来庆祝以色列人的新年。
And he invited a young man whose parents were no longer living.
他邀请了一个年轻人，这个年轻人的父母亲已经过世了。
And the young man came to the dinner.
年轻人来到这个晚餐。
Was sitting there and he said, "Oh, I forgot something."
他坐在那里说，哎，我忘了一件事情。
I need to go home and get it. I'll be right back.
我要回家，然后马上回来。
This is taking place in Russia.
这是在苏俄发生的一件事情。
But on his way home, he's captured by Russian soldiers.
这是在回家的路上呢，他被苏俄的士兵给抓上了。
And inscripted into the army, he's forced into the army, no choice.
就是被抓兵去当兵了，他没有办法，没有别无选择。
Now before he left, the rabbi said, "It's okay, I'll wait till you come back."
那在他去当兵之前，这个拉比说没有关系，我等到你回来。
Well, that young man was gone for about 10 years.
那这个年轻人离开了十年。
And he gets out of the army, and he knows he's got to go back and see the rabbi.
所以当他离开军队之后呢，他知道他要回去见这个拉比。
And as he's going back, and he approaches the house.
当他回到那个拉比的家，到他的门口。
He sees the door is a little bit open.
他看到门有点开了。
And he walks up slowly, and he pushes the door open.
他慢慢地走到门旁，把门打开。
And the table is set.
那个桌子还摆在那里。
And the rabbi is sitting there at the table.
拉比还坐在桌上桌前。
And he looks at the young man.
他看这个年轻人。
And he said, "I told you I'd wait, didn't I?"
他说我告诉你我会等你，对不对
？And that's a story they tell to help us grasp something of the long suffering of God.
那这个故事就用来帮助我们明白上帝的长久忍耐。
I have one example with my mother.
我跟我母亲有同样一个经验。
They couldn't understand when I got saved the difference between religion and salvation.
好，在我刚得救的时候呢，我的父母亲还不明白什么是宗教，什么是信仰。
I got saved in 73.
我1973年得救。
And was not very good at witnessing back then.
那个时候我不是很好的一个见证人。
And turned my parents off.
好，常常我的父母亲不太喜欢我的方法。
And for years and years was praying for my parents.
所以有很多年我为我的父母亲祷告。
For my mother, at least over 20, almost 30 years.
好，为我的母亲大概祷告了30年。
And then one year we went, I said, I'd like us to do some Bible study.
有一年我去他妈妈家，我就说，哎，我希望我们能够去查经。
And when we did the Bible study, we went through the plan of salvation.
当我们查经的时候呢，我们就讲到救恩的计划。
And then I asked both my sister and mother, has there ever been a time in your life where you know you repented of your sins and trusted Jesus alone for your salvation?
所以那时候我就问我的母亲跟我的姐姐说，你的人生当中有没有个时候你真的悔改了，然后要接受耶稣做你的救主呢？
And both of them said yes.
他们两个都说是。
And I said, "What? Are you sure?"
我说你确定吗？
Could God had answered the prayers?
所以上帝已经回答了我的祷告。
It's a long time.
很长的时间。
A lot of suffering for me.
对我来说是很，我是长久忍耐。
I remember one time even in seminary.
我记得有一次在神学院的时候。
About 8 years later, after I first started praying for my mother.
就是在我为我父母亲祷告之后，大概八年。
And I remember she could see I was heavily burdened.
那个时候我看到她那个很有重担。
And I remember she cheered me up and said.It's in the Lord's hands. Just trust Him.
他说，我记得我那时候对他说，哦，就说都在主的手里哈，你要相信神。
And then after this happened, we were at our church in L.A.
然后当我母亲跟姐姐接受主之后呢，我们在 L.A. 的教会的时候。
And I shared it from the pulpit because they'd all been praying for my mother.
那他们也替我的母亲跟姐姐祷告，我就在讲道的时候跟他们分享说。
And then one of our young ministers that went through our youth group, college group, and everything, he.
我们当中一个传道人呢，他是在教会的青年团契大学长大，然后奉献传道。
One day in 1996, this is about 20 years before.
就是大概二十年之前，1996年。
We had a youth meeting.
有一个青年聚会。
And they took prayer requests.
他们就要大家提出代祷事项。
And they actually wrote down all the prayer requests.
他们事实上写下所有的代祷事情。
And it just turns out as they were going through those notes after I had mentioned this from the pulpit.
当我从讲台讲到我母亲那个得救的事时候，我就看这个笔记。
They found here a note here. Pastor Ray asked for prayer for his mother and sister's salvation.
就在那个1996年，他们发现裴牧师要大家为他的母亲跟姐姐的。
So he xeroxed it and brought it to me.
得救祷告，然后他们就把它印下来，带给了我一张。
See, God wants you to experience the glory of His long suffering.
所以上帝要你也经历他的长久忍耐的荣耀。
Because you're going to need to be able to suffer long.
因为我们需要学习忍耐很长一段时间。
As an intercessor.
做一个代祷者。
To help lost people come to salvation.
帮助还没有得救人来认识救恩。
Again, he said, "Hey, it's in the Lord's hand. You just pray." And leave it in the Lord's hands.
就是要祷告，交在神的手里。
Jesus perfectly manifests the long suffering of the Lord.
耶稣也完美地彰显上帝的长久忍耐。
And he tells us that Paul is actually God's prime example.
那保罗也是上帝最主要的一个例子。
God's glory is God's truth.
那神的荣耀也是他的真理。
He is the God of truth and without iniquity.
所以说他是诚实无伪的神。
Jesus said, "I am the truth."
耶稣说，我就是真理。
He didn't say, "I have the truth."
他没有说我拥有真理。
Or I have some of the truth.
或是我有真理的一部分。
Or I know some of the truth.
或是我知道某些真理。
It's not something Jesus knows.
不是说耶稣所知道的一些事情。
He knows all truth.
他知道所有的真理。
Because he is the truth.
因为他就是真理。
That's God's glory.
这也是神的荣耀。
We don't have that glory.
我们没有这个荣耀。
We know some of the truth.
我们知道某些真理。
But we also know a lot of falsehoods and a lot of lies.
但是我们也知道许多的错误和谎言。
God's glory is truth.
那神的荣耀就是他的真理。
You need to experience God's truth.
我们需要经历这个真理。
We can only experience the glory of God by faith in Jesus.
那我们也只能因为相信耶稣基督而经历上帝的荣耀。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And he said, "If you had known me, you would have known the Father."
他说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
So if we're going to experience the glory of God and His attributes,
所以假如我们要经历神的荣耀，经历他的属性的话
，it's going to have to take place through a close relationship with Jesus.
只能借着跟耶稣很亲密的相交来认识。
You need more love?
我们需要更多的爱吗？
God can shed the glory of His love into your heart.
上帝可以把他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
You need more patience.
我们需要更多的耐心吗？
God can shed His patience abroad into your heart.
上帝也可以将他的耐心浇灌在你的里面。
The Holy Spirit takes what belongs to Jesus and will make it part of your experience.
因为圣灵会使耶稣所经历的成为你的经历的一部分。
That's why in this series we don't only want to learn about the glory of God.
所以在这个系列讲道当中，我不单单只要学习上帝的荣耀。
We want to experience it.
我们要去经历它。
Personal relationship with Jesus is essential to experiencing God's glory.
所以与耶稣有个个人的关系是经历上帝荣耀不可缺少的。
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神
has shined into our hearts,
已经照在我们心里
to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God,
叫我们得知神荣耀的光
in the face of Jesus Christ,
显在耶稣基督的面上
You're going to experience the glory of God, it's going to be in Christ.
所以假如我们要经验神的荣耀，我们必须在基督里。
Faith in God's word leads us to life in Christ.
相信上帝的话语带领我们在基督里有生命。
Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they're spirit and life."
耶稣说，我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
You get life from this book.
我们从神的话语当中得到生命。
You want more life? Study this book more.
你要更多的生命，你就要更多研读神的话。
And faith in God's word brings us to salvation in Christ.
而相信上帝的话呢，也带领我们在基督里面有救恩。
Jesus said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life."
耶稣说，你们查考圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
And they are they which testify of me.
给我做见证的就是这经。
This book testifies of Jesus.
好，这本书见证耶稣基督。
But then Jesus said, "But you won't come to me that you might have life."
但是耶稣说，然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
You study this book.
你研读这本书。
So you know how to come to Jesus.
让你知道怎么来到耶稣面前。
And experience a relationship with Him.
而且经历与他的关系。
But you got to come to Him.
但是你必须到他面前去。
This book will bring you to the living Christ.
这本书会带领你到这个永活的基督面前。
But if you don't know this book,
但假如你不知道这本，不认识这本书，
you don't know much about Jesus.
我们认识耶稣也不多。
And God is forgiving.
上帝是赦免人的。
Oh, wow, the glory of God's forgiveness.
这就是上帝赦免的荣耀。
The things we've done.
我们所做的事情
Maybe the things we've done to your spouse,
或许对配偶所做的事
or the things you've done to your children,
对你的孩子所做的事
or to somebody else,
或是对某个人
wow, we need forgiveness,
我们需要神的赦免
and Jesus is the perfection of God's forgiveness,
耶稣完美地彰显了上帝的赦免
when he's dying on the cross, he says, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do.
当他死在十字架上的时候他父啊赦免他们因为他们不知道自己所做的
so here's why it's important for us to study God's
attributes. 这就是为什么我们必须研讨上帝的属性。
It'll answer life's greatest question.
首先，它会回答人生最大的问题。
What is God really like?
上帝的真相到底是什么？
What's my purpose in life?
我人生的目的到底是什么？
Can God really forgive me all my sins?
上帝真的能赦免我所有的罪吗？
Will I see my loved ones again in heaven?
我可以在天上再看到我的亲人吗？
Well, through Moses' intercession, many of those sinners in Israel made it to heaven.
根据摩西的代祷，许多犯罪的百姓都后来进到天堂。
And if you go up the mountain to be alone with God, like
假如你要进到山上，跟摩西一样，跟神单独相处的话
，and pray for your lost loved ones,
为那些失丧的人祷告
，you too will begin to experience the glory of God in a way like you never have.
你也可以经历你自己从来没有经历过的上帝的荣耀。
Can I know for sure where I'll go when I die?
我可以确知死后去何处吗
？Yes, you can.
是的，你可以知道。
Do you know where you're going?
你知道你去哪里吗
？You better know.
你最好知道。
Clear vision of God empowers us to triumph through the trials of life.
而清楚地看见上帝给我力量胜过生命的试探。
The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
但以理说好，唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事。
And they that know their God will reign in life through Jesus Christ.
而那些认识的人呢，会在主耶稣基督里掌管自己的人生。
We'll close with this illustration.
我最后用这个比方来结束。
Okay, this is a place called the Old Man on the Mountain.
这个地方叫做山上的老人。
It's in New Hampshire.
是在 New Hampshire 这个这一州。
There was a preacher who had a neighbor come to him one day.
有一个传道人有一次他的邻居来找他。
And the neighbor asked him, "Why can't I experience Christ the way you do?"
他说为什么我没有办法像你一样经历基督呢？
I've read the Bible a lot.
我常常读圣经。
I've heard a lot of preaching.
我也听很多的讲道。
Yet I just don't have the enthusiasm for Jesus that you seem to have.
但是我对耶稣没有像你那样的热忱。
Then this pastor said to him,
那这个牧师就对他说
"You know, you make me think of a trip I took to White Mountain."
他说你的问题让我想起有一次我到这个山上去的经历。
Said there's this natural statue there called the old man on the mountain.
他说在这个山上有一个很自然的一个老人的这个像。
And we went there to go see this wonder.
我们到这个山上去看这个很奇妙的这个像。
And when we got where we thought was the right place,
我们到了以为是正确的地点的时候。
We looked up and
我们上上看
we couldn't see a face.
看不到一个脸。
And we saw no form or comeliness that we should be awed by it.
他说我没有看到一个让我们可以很惊讶的脸。
And just as we were about to turn away disappointed,
就当我们很失望的想转头走的时候。
One of the guides came by.
其中一个向导就过来了。
And said, "Oh, you're not looking from the right location."
他说，哦，你们看的地点不是一个正确的地点。
So that guide led us up the road a little way.
所以这个向导就带领我们走了另外一段路。
Brought us to a place, and when we looked up,
他们带我到一个地方，我们往上看就看到那个脸了，很清楚的看到那个脸。
He said, "We got a vision of the beauty of this natural wonder."
所以我们就在那里看到这个自然的美景。
He said, "You know, the reason you don't experience Christ's glory the way you should."
他说你没有办法经历你本该经历的基督的荣耀的原因是
You're looking from the wrong location.
你是从一个错的地点在观看基督
You need to come under the shadow of the cross.
你必须来到这个十字架的阴影下面
You need to come as a penitent sinner.
你要像一个悔改的罪人一样来到这个十字架前
Look at Christ there as the Lamb of God.
看到基督是神的羔羊
Marred beyond recognition as a man.
他受苦好都没有人的样子了
All for your sins.
都是因为你的罪的缘故
He took your justice.
他取代了你当受的正义
So that God could pour out His mercy and grace.
好让上帝在你身上浇灌出他的恩典跟怜悯
But it only happens in Christ.
那只有在基督里才会发生。
Are you looking at Jesus from the right vantage point?
我们是从一个正确的位置方向来看耶稣基督吗？
You've got to come to the foot of the cross.
我们必须先来到十字架的脚下。
As a repentant sinner.
是一个悔改的罪人的身份。
And beg for God's mercy and grace.
祈求上帝的怜悯跟他的恩典。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for Moses' experience.
我们感谢摩西的经历。
That you recorded it in the Bible.
记录在圣经里面。
So we could learn from it.
好让我们跟他学习。
That we need to have a prayer burden for our lost loved ones.
我们也需要对还没有得救的人有一个祷告的负担。
We need to be willing to climb up the mountain to a lonely place where we're alone with God.
愿意上到高山，单独的与上帝在一起。
And intercede for lost sinners.
为还没得救的罪人来代求。
That they can come to see the glory of Christ.
好让他们也能看到在基督里的荣耀。
See the horror of their sin.
看到他们罪恶的可怕。
And repent of it.
而且因此悔改。
And then trust you for their salvation.
好相信你得到救恩。
Pray for each one here today.
为在座的每一位祷告。
Bring them to look at Jesus from the foot of the cross.
带领我们从耶稣十字架的脚前来看基督。
To see the glory of a love that is unlike any other love that's ever been.
看到一个爱是超过我们所认识的任何一个方式的爱。
To see the glory of the greatest mercy that's ever been manifested in history.
也看到这个荣耀是在人类历史中从来没有彰显过的恩典跟怜悯。
Bring us to the foot of the cross.
求主带领我们到十字架的脚下。
To behold the glory of God.
来瞻仰上帝的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.